Yesterday, corpulent Americans everywhere were alarmed by news reports of a new policy regarding weight and airline fares. After the story broke, Southwest Airlines tried to clear the air. A spokesman explained that larger passengers were routinely charged for two seats if they couldn't fit comfortably into one, but insisted that this was not a policy change. Well, openly fat commentator Daniel Pinkwater has chosen to remark anyway.
Southwest Airlines, you may have my seat. I wasn't going to be using it anyway. You see, I quit flying some time ago, before the seating chart in airliners began to resemble those diagrams of the old slave ships. Airplanes were snug then, but not horrible, certainly not torture to fly in. Kiddies will not know that people used to dress up for the purpose of riding in an airplane, suits and ties. It was quiet and tidy as you got on board. The airline personnel were friendly and businesslike. Once aloft, you'd get free drinks. If you behaved, the attendant might give you a third scotch on the rocks. You'd get a hot meal in flight. I loved sailing above the clouds, slightly drunk, surrounded by other relaxed passengers. People joked about airline food, but I remember it as pretty good. Some airlines showed off. I remember a Swiss Air flight from Zurich to Nairobi on which the passengers got omelets made to order. I was fat in those days. I have always been fat. I seem to recall that on some planes I needed the seatbelt extender which the attendant would have on hand. There was never a problem with my seatmate. Even when the seatmate, too, was corpulent, there was no trouble because, you see, the seats were bigger. They were nearly as big as movie seats or car seats or dining room chairs at home. I didn't quit flying because it got crowded, and I never once had a bad or scary moment in the air. I quit because it was about to get crummy. It was on the cusp of ceasing to be part of the pleasure of travel and was soon to become one of the hardships. I'm in a unique position. I've never had a need to get places particularly fast, so I was able to abandon air travel, leaving the pleasant memories intact. Pay double for a seat. I submit, if you've got a choice, it isn't worth paying for once.
Daniel Pinkwater's latest book is Fat Camp Commandos Go West.